Donkey Vacation. Norm, do we have a Triple Crown winner this year?
Yes.
Whoa, no hesitation at all.
No. No, that was a pretty good field of horses that Justify simply said, stand back, I'm about to pee on you.
Oh.
And
I didn't know the horse's name was R. Kelly.
Norm, explain that.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
I don't get the joke.
Norm, explain it. Very serious topic.
Thank you.
That
thousands of women.
Justify.
Enslaved.
Justify looked every bit the part of a great horse the other day. And some really nice animals fired big shots. Good Magic ran a good race trying to stalk Justify. And Audible fired as hard as it could down the stretch, trying to run from behind. Bolt Doro probably stayed too close to the pace and got fried by the pace. But let me tell you something. Justify wasn't even... He was not sweating deeply when he finished that race. He did not come back to the winner's circle like you'll see some horses who are all out to win a race.
Blue Jay 83, first in Texas, legal pot or legal sports betting?
Pot.
I guess that means our answers are pot. I think pot also.
Bookdale 27. This is in reference to something Norm mentioned earlier. Do you ever see a sex-crazed hippopotamus becoming a mascot for a pro or college team?
My worry is that we'll find one on the sidelines.
And here they come in the arena. The Creighton sex-crazed hippopotamuses.
Being led by Archie.
Hungry himself.
I'm trying to look. Okay, we do have the Hutto Hippos.
The Hutto Hippos, right. In Texas high school football.
Yeah.
Yep.
There we go. We're on the board.
Was that a pretty spare game growing up, Mike?
Hungry Hippos?
Yeah.
No.
Not much strategy to it.
Kind of spare.
Quick twitch. Strategy. Board tilting.
Boy, you're just a cheater.
Trying to win.
Go ahead.
Texas America, is everyone going to get super sunburned at the new Byron Nelson Golf Course without any trees?
They've put up some areas for potential shade for people on the course. So they're trying to address that.
Can I bring an umbrella and be okay?
That's a good question. Can you bring an umbrella? Do you have any idea? I was thinking about that. I'm going out Thursday and I'm debating... Umbrella.
Do you think people will be upset with you in a gallery if you have the umbrella up trying to protect your sensitive skin?
I think as long as you're not in the front or a very dense part of the gallery, you'd be totally fine.
Okay. Mm. I don't know if you can bring one in or not, but I would definitely suggest an umbrella.
Yeah. There's going to have a ton of tents and misting zones. Like, I think that, I mean, they're prepared for this, so.
Maybe a little regonk, but dude, it's so effective.
Not getting skin cancer is not regonk.
That's true.
Am I going to be the only one?
What, with an umbrella?
No. What?
Oh, saying
you're worried about sunburns?
Donnie answers this question a lot. Go ahead.
Of course. You know,
I've heard him do it plenty of times.
Educate
but I just,
them all, Donovan.
I just don't think it's anything close to my experience.
No, black I'm people very get susceptible. Sunburned.
Now, it's...
Like, yeah, less of course, so? If you're laying out for, like, 10 hours straight in direct sunlight. Like, I walk outside for 5 minutes and I'm toasted. There's no way it's the same.
Just kind of wanted to wait for the last day to say that, huh?
I mean, I certainly did make the mental calculation of, like, why are you holding back? No one can hurt you now.
Wow.
Because if you do bring, if you're the only guy with an umbrella out there, you know how many people walking by are going to be wondering?
If I'm standing behind
what's
you
happening?
And like, you have an umbrella.
I know, but I'm trying to protect my skin.
I'm with
yes,
you.
Yes, I get sunburned.
I mean, I care about your skin. I want it to look beautiful. I think it does.
I don't want to crack. See, maybe that's why you guys crack the all the damn time.
Because you guys don't go outside.
Thank you.
Nima Shabazi, if you had to get a neck or face tattoo, what would you get? Has to be larger than a quarter.
Oh, boy.
I would not get a face tattoo for anything. So it would have to be a neck tattoo.
I think with our over-tattooed world... A neck tattoo is not even like that insane. Like, I don't think that's something you can't get jobs or whatever. You know, face tattoo, there's a cutoff. But if you have a slightly visible on your neck, I think you're okay.
What would you get?
I'd get Dale Earnhardt on my face and then a three on my neck.
Yeah.
The only sports tattoo that anyone should ever have.
Yeah.
Norm?
I believe I'd shave well up my neck and onto the back of my head, get it tattooed there, and then the hair would grow back over the tattoo.
What would you get?
Doesn't matter.
Mary.
Nobody's ever going
to
see
it. Like a bugle to start the horse race?
Yeah, I love Mary and the boys.
Mary and the boys?
Get it like around your whole throat like the Undertaker.
Cursive or print?
Old E.
Okay. All right. Very nice.
That's been elvish.
All right.
All right. The rich girls. Would you rather be a badass at nunchucks, katanas, or throwing stars?
What are katanas?
It's the samurai sword. I should have let Trey take that one.
Yeah, that was Trey's moment. It's like the Kill Bill samurai sword.
Okay.
Which one would you like to be most proficient in?
I think the sword is probably the most cool looking.
No.
I mean, nunchucks are cool looking, too.
That's the two things connected by a chain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, give me the sword.
Called. What are you taking, Norm? Nunchucks?
Yeah, I'm taking nunchucks.
Imagine if Norm is a nunchuck master.
Hell yeah.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, boy, he's doing it. Look at him. Oh, man.
He's up on the table now.
I think the right answer is actually throwing stars, because if you're a wizard at that, you're kind of going to be a wizard at most throwing things.
And if
darts.
If someone is going at you with nunchucks and you got throwing stars,
it's over.
Just don't get near them. Yeah.
Take them down.
I think throwing stars.
Brandon, I did not preview this name. Brandon Omorojeva. Norm, if you were to obtain the Infinity Gauntlet, what would be your first three acts?
The what?
The Infinity Gauntlet.
I don't think I'd like to be in a gauntlet that lasted for infinity. Because gauntlet has a very negative overtone. Gauntlet meaning you're exhausted or you're getting beaten up or something like that. And that would mean I would be in the gauntlet for infinity. So I don't want any part of that.
With a sex-crazed hippo.
Yeah, that's who you're trapped in the gauntlet with.
We're talking about a glove here.
And you have to pull all their teeth out.
I sure don't want to be part of it then.